Dave Bazan comes on early. Set chain is quick. Let's give a listen. From NPR Music, Dave Bazan.
Into each similar cashier by asking her back to your room. She is calling security. A car's on fire in the parking lot, and nobody wants it to rain, but God isn't listening. So all of the windshields glisten, automobiles waiting in their nearby spots. What a cruel God we've got. Right on, right on, right on, right on, right on, right on. So he takes another drink, 'cause watching the formula bleed into each similar theme isn't as sweet as it had been in his dream.
Thank you very much.
The man in me will do nearly any task. As for compensation, there's a little he would ask. It takes a woman like you to get through to the man. All around my door, I think to myself, I might not take it anymore. It takes a woman like your kind to find the man in me. And oh, what a wonderful feeling just to know that you are near. Sets my heart reeling from my toes up to my ears. Man in me will hide sometimes to keep from being seen. That's just because he doesn't want to turn into some machine. It takes a woman like your kind to find the man in me. And oh, 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 what a wonderful feeling just to know that you are. Sets my heart reeling from my toes up to my ears. La 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 la.
Thank you very much. Thank you. and severs lower legs. I feel my bruised heart beating. Spinal cord remains intact, still sending and receiving. Lying back on shoulder blades, the cargo rushing past. Missing limbs beneath the cars, twitching on the tracks. Tales of bravery. A man, his legs were crushed beneath a fallen evergreen tree. And he decided he would chop them off above the knee. Sacrifice his shins and make his torso free. The luxury of having been spared the hard part. You'd think would be enough for me to pull this. Thank you very much. Hi, my name is David Bazan, and I am from Seattle, Washington. And it's my pleasure to be playing with Jonathan Rice and Benjamin Gibbard tonight at this show in Washington, D.C. I hope you are having a good time. And I'm gonna play a song called Shit Talker. It is by a band called Headphones. And someone's trying to get your attention over here. You talk shit about them to me. You talk shit about me to them. They know this. You have to know they do. I talk yet. About you too, I swear I thought you knew all the conversations that people have about you. Thank you. This song is called When They Really Get to Know You, They Will Run. And it seems misogynistic, but it's kind of tongue-in-cheek. So for those of you on the fringe, please don't misunderstand. What makes you think that it won't grow back in a day or two? Husbands in winter, we know the truth, but what can we do? I don't like girls the way they are, so shave their legs and make them look like movie stars. Then we can pretend it's natural to put on whatever makes you attractive. If it's not you, then do it for the sake of fashion. Your friends like a certain you, that's who you gotta be. Junior high legs, blonde hair gone brown from removing it, waxing since 13, wisdom from a beauty queen, her tiara digging deep in her head. Yeah. So put on whatever makes you attractive. If it's not you, then do it for the sake of fashion. Friends like a certain you, that's who you gotta be. That's who you've gotta be. I'm starting to think that I'm kind of shy, or at least I'd like to be. Winter legs give me heart attacks, so take it off with laser so it never comes back. Then we can pretend it's natural. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't want to believe that all of the above is true, but I could be persuaded if you were to give me proof. So why don't you come over Thursday? Maybe we can talk it through as if information possible to comprehend or introduce. After all, you and I are nothing more than foregone conclusions. Toward the Lord, to hear the voice of the Spirit begging you to shut the fuck up. You thought it must be the devil trying to make me go astray. Besides, it could not have been the Lord, because you don't believe talks that way. After all, you and I are nothing more than foregone conclusions. Yeah, we're nothing more than foregone conclusions.
I just got a text asking me why I'm talking so slow between songs. It's because when I was standing upstairs during Jonathan's set, I couldn't hear what he was saying. And I wanted to hear. And also, you know, it's a little noisy, which is cool because this is a gift to play this show anyhow. So, but I wanted those of you down here to be able to hear me. And also, literacy rates among people in our age bracket, I believe, are going down. So I don't know if that's true or not. I read it on the internet.
Transport motorways and tram lines starting and then stopping, taking off and landing, the emptiest of feelings, disappointed people clinging on to bottoms. When it comes, it's so, so disappointing. Let down and hanging around.
shells smashed, juices flowing, wounds twitch, legs are growing, don't get sentimental. This song is called Selling Advertising, and it and the first two songs that I played you can buy on an EP back there if you want. You're so creative with your reviews of what others. Must be for you. Am I a Christian? Are you a Jew? Did you kill my Lord? Must I forgive you? Nothing scares me more, because Jesus only lets me do what has been done before. The path of least resistance, the ancient holy wars, the same old easy target. Yeah, we've all been there before. So if it starts to get you down, just pretend that you don't make your living from selling advertising. Tracking trends, corralling demographics, and maximizing traffic. And then if you get tired of making taste for free, you can always start a band with me. Thank you very much. And all the time you were burning my letters, you were only acting the part. You think without me you'll get on much better, but you don't even know. Come home, darling. come home quickly. Treated you as if you were a princess. You treated me like a cop. I gave you boundaries to save you from certain death, dangling from the end of the road. So come home, darling, come home quickly. Come home, darling, all is forgiven, so come home quickly. But you're still playing for a love you'll never find outside these arms of mine. Town is one step behind you, with the hangman on call. They've got the judge and you're convicted without a plea, but darling, they'll listen to me. Darling, they will listen to me. Thank you. My manager keeps calling me even though he knows I'm playing right now. He's listening to me on the radio. Hey, how are you? I'm going to give you a 10-second break here. You want a Newcastle, dude? This song is called Of Up and Coming Monarchs, and it's a song I wrote in 1997. It was fantasy then, now it's all too real. So. Here we go. Sunken ships rest upon the ocean floor, where I dodge the draft once more. There once was a time one could flee to the north, but Canada's not what she used to be. Boycott the war, well, she could not afford to. Thanks to the new American king. So swim with me and we'll escape all the trouble of the present age, finally free. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for watching me and Jonathan. Yeah. Give yourselves a hand, yeah. The next performer, you're going to really enjoy this. It's some things that you'll never see again on stage, I'm sure. So enjoy the evening and be sweet to one another if you can find it in your hearts. Much. Have a wonderful evening. Goodbye.
David Bazan here at the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. I'm Bob Boylan.